We ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us. Speak to us through your word.
Vula mehlo ethu engqondo ukuba sibone okumangalisayo ezwini lakho.
Open the eyes of our mind that we may see marvelous things from your word.
Amen. Izwi lenkosi esiyolufunda sihlwa sithole kuLuka isahluko sesibili.
Our word for this evening we find in Luke chapter 2
kusukela evasini loqala
from the first verse
kuze kube ivesi lesikhombisa
until the seventh verse.
Kwathi ngalezo zinsuku kwaphuma isimemezelo kuKhesari Augustu sokuba kubalwe izwe lonke.
In those days Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
Lokhu kubalwa kokuqala kwenziwa uKhereneyo engumbusi waseSyria.
This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
Bonke baya kubalwa ilona lo emzini wakubo.
And everyone went to his own town to register.
Naye uJosefa wakhuphuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha wayeJudiya emzini kaDavid othiwa iBethlehem ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavid.
So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David.
Ukuyobalwa kanye noMaria owayemiselwe ukuba abe ngumkakhe ekhulelwe.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child.
Kwathi-ke beselapho zaphelela izinsuku zokuba abelethe.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born.
Wazibula ngendodana wayembesa wayilalisa emkhombeni ngokuba bantula indawo endlini yezihambi.
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Ake sigcine lapho.
We'll end reading there.
Kwathi ngalezo zinsuku.
It says, in those days.
Bese kufikeke izinsuku zokuthi uMesiya afike emhlabeni.
The time had come for the Messiah to come into the world.
Afike umsindisi wethu kulelizwe.
The time was fulfilled for our Savior to come into this world.
Uma sekuyisikhathi sokuthi azalwe.
And when the time came for him to be born,
kwaphuma isimemezelo kuKhesari Augustu.
Caesar Augustus issued a decree.
UCaesar uKhesari Augustu waba uKhesari wokuqala nga kube uyena owokuqala nga nga nga.
Caesar Augustus was the very first Caesar.
Embusweni ke wamaRoma.
In the Roman Empire.
Igama lakhe belinge silona uAugustu.
His real name was not Augustus.
Kodwa uKaius.
But Caius.
Octavius.
Octavius.
Bekuyigama lakhe lelo Octavius, uKaius Octavius.
That was his real name, Caius Octavius.
Yena ube ake ngilinganise uPhilip kaButano. UButano ingane yomfowethu. Bese ke uPhilip ingane yakhe. Ngiwu-uncle ka-Ano. UPhilip ngiwu-great uncle wakhe. U-Octavius lo, u-Julius Caesar, umbuso omkhulu womhlaba, beku u-great uncle wakhe. Kusho ukuthi wazalelwa kulowo mndeni wababusi.
Now, he was, or let's put it this way, Julius Caesar was his great uncle.
U-Augusto, ukuza kuthiwa Kesari Augusto, kunendaba.
And there's a reason why he was called Caesar Augustus.
Augusto, begu igama. No misthakazelo ngesiNgisi title kusho ukuthi no misiqu sakhe.
Now Augustus was a title that he was given, August.
Bamnika lelo gama ukuthi Augusto.
He was given that title or name of Augustus.
Ngasekugcineni balisula lelo gama kwabanye bathi nje uKesari.
And then with some that title fell away and he was just called Caesar.
UKesari kuyigama lomuntu oyinkosi enkulu obusa inhlanganisela yamazwe emhlabeni.
Caesar was a title given to a ruler that ruled over a whole empire of nations.
U-Augusto lo ube umuntu ohlaniphile.
And this Augustus was a brilliant man.
Eqinile.
Very powerful and strong.
Kanti futhi ube umuntu onamandla.
He was a strong person.
Engumuntu wempi.
And also a strong warrior.
Ube nesiqu sakhe. Bembizwa ukuthi imperator kusho ukuthi isiqu sobusosha. Ebusa ngobusosha.
And he had his rank imperator. So he was actually a military ruler.
Uma esezobekwa isigungu sephalamende isenate yathi yafuna ukuthi imnike igama elikhulu.
And as he was going to be confirmed as ruler, the Senate wanted to give him a title.
Wathi angifuni ukuthi ningibize ngokuthi ngiyidictator. Angifuni ukuthi ningibize ukuthi ngiwumuntu nje ophoqa abantu. Obusa abantu ngokubaphoqa.
He said, I don't want you to call me a dictator or to be known as a dictator.
Ethi futhi umuntu obizwa ngalelo gama oyidictator akabusi njalo ubusa isikhathi esincane nje emhlabeni.
Is it for a dictator is known for the fact of not ruling for very long but just for a very short period of time.
Athi uzoba se ofisini lokubusa isikhathi esingeside temporary kuphela.
He said a dictator is only in office for a short time, temporary.
Wathi futhi angifuni ukuthi ningibize ngokuthi ngiwu king.
I also too would not like to be called a king, he said.
Ngoba leso lelo gama liphansi kakhulu lisho nje ukuthi inkosi yesizwe.
He said because that title is too degraded, too low down, because it means that person is just the ruler of one nation.
Base beqamba lelo gama lokuthi Augustus.
And then he was given the title Augustus or August.
Beku igama eliphiwa uyena ukuthi uyena ongokugcina.
And that was the title given to him, which meant that he was the most powerful ruler, the most high, so to say.
Ogcina.
The last one.
The highest. 40. Ubengabekiwe nje ukuthi abe umholi wepolitiki kodwa umholi ngokomoya futhi okuncike ekutheni ukuthi unguNkulunkulu.
He wasn't only the political leader but also the spiritual leader, and in other words he almost took the place of God.
Not almost. He claimed deity. Yena uNkulunkulu. 40. Uyabona ukuthi lelo gama uGusto linendaba. Lisho kukhulu.
And that name, Augustus, has a meaning.
Ukuthi alishaye ngokuthi uyena uNkulunkulu ngoba oKhesari bebebusa njengoNkulunkulu emhlabeni.
Had the meaning that he was God because the Caesars ruled as if they were God.
Futhi bebusa iRepublic laseRoma.
And he also ruled over
the... Ngoba uJulius Caesar wazalwa cisho iminyaka eyikhulu ngaphambi kwenkosi yethu.
Julius Caesar was born or ruled about...
Born.
He was born about 100 years before our Lord.
Wabusake kuyo iRepublic. Nyakuzwa ke lokhu ngoba nathi sise Republic lase South Africa. Bekwi Republic yase Roma.
And he ruled over the Roman Republic.
Kodwa uma sekuqhamuka uKesari Augustu yena ubengaphu busi nje iRiphabhuliki laseRoma. Wayinweba imncele, wabusa umhlaba jikelele wonke waziwa ngalezo zinsuku. Shayele ngeEngland, shayele kude labe khona i-civilization ikhona.
And when Caesar Augustus ruled, he didn't only rule over the Roman Republic, but he extended the borders to the whole known world of that time, the whole of civilization, right up to England and far afield. He ruled the whole known world.
Ube ngabusike manje ngabantu, ukuthi abantu bamnika amandla. Cha. Uyena ube umbusi ewuNkulunkulu wabo. Ebusa njengokuthanda kwakhe.
He wasn't an elected ruler, but he was the one who had all the power and who ruled as God.
Uyena ke obengu Kesari wokuqala.
He was the first Caesar.
Engumuntu omkhulu.
A great and powerful man.
Engena ngobusosha.
And he came into power as a military ruler.
Manje uyeke lo Augustu owamemezela ukuthi akubalwe izwe lonke jikelele.
And this was the Caesar Augustus who then proclaimed that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
Futhi kuthiwa bekuqala nga ukuthi kubalwe abantu.
It's also said that this was the first census that took place.
Ngisho abaJuda futhi ngoba bona bebe phansi ngombuso phansi kwesithende sika Kesari Augustu.
And even the Jews had to be counted, for they were under the Roman heel, under the heel of Caesar Augustus.
Izwi liyasitshela futhi ukuthi kwaba ngasiphi isikhathi.
And the Bible also tells us at what time this was.
Kwenziwa uKoreniyu engumbusi wase Syria.
At what period? It was while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
Ngoba bekhona ama governors emhlabeni wonke, kusho ukuthi induna zika Caesar.
Because there were governors over the different parts or provinces of the empire.
Ayileke lenkosi ke enkulu. Eyayingafuni ukuthi ibizwe ukuthi king. Athi hawu, delelekile lokho. Mina, ngingu Augustu.
This mighty and powerful man who didn't want to be called king, it was too low down for him, who said that I am Augustus, the revered one.
Kusho ukuthi mina, engunkulunkulu.
In other words, he said, I am God.
Watakubalweke umhlaba wonke.
He said, a census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
Asazike ukuthi ukuze athakubalwe umhlaba wonke bekungasizathu sini.
Now we don't know what was his motive for proclaiming or issuing this decree that a census should be taken.
Mhlawumbe ubethanda ukuthi kwazeke ukuthi abantu bangakanani emhlabeni bese kumenyezwa ukuthi yena ubusa abantu abangaka.
Perhaps it was because of him wanting to know how many people there were in his empire that he could say that he rules over so many people.
Kungenzeka futhi kuba aqonda ubuningi babantu babona ukuthi yena umkhulu kangakanani.
Perhaps it might be that he wanted to know how many people there were that people would understand how great he was.
Kube ukuyiqhenya kwakhe.
Because of his pride.
Ukuba izizwe zonke zimesabe.
That all the nations would fear him.
Ukuthi uyena obusa abantu abaningi kangaka.
That it would be known how many people he ruled.
Kungenzeka futhi mhlawumbe ukuba afuna ukwazi ukuthi kulaba bantu ababaliwe kukhona abantu abangakanani bempi.
It's possible that he also wanted to know that amongst all those that the census would be taken of, that he would know how many warriors there were.
Hayi ukuthi abakwa-Israyeli bebengenwa ebusosheni, qha bona bebengangeni, kodwa bebetheliswa intelo.
Now, not that the Jews entered the army, they didn't, but they had to pay tax.
Ngophela imali le noma umuntu emelene nabantu abaphethe imali kodwa nokho bayayithanda imali, abantu bayayithanda.
Because even though people might be against those and oppose those people who have the money, and they don't like those people, but they like the money that they've got.
Maybe. They hated capitalism, but they liked the capital. They like the money. Ngisho nompofu uyayithanda. Noma abantu uyayithanda. Uyayifuna. Nokesari wayifuna ngisho nakubajuda. Noma engatholi isosha khona, kodwa imali yabo uyayifuna.
Even poor people like money. And so Caesar loved the money of the Jews, even though they didn't enter his army, but he wanted to have their tax, their money.
Mhlawumbe ube khotshwa izo zonke lezi zinto.
Maybe it was a combination of all those various motives.
Washaya umthetho. Lo mthetho wafana nomthetho kaNkuluNkulu emhlabeni. Obengathobeli lo mthetho ubesengozini. Enkulu kabi angalahlekelwa nokuphila kwakhe.
So he issued a decree, and that was a powerful law, seen as God's law that was proclaimed, and anybody who would oppose that did it at the risk of his own life.
Noma engavumanga ngokuthi bambize ngokuthi dictator, kodwa ubephoqa abantu. Ubelindele ukuthi umuntu awugcine umthetho wakhe. Maye uma kukhona ungawugcinanga lo mthetho.
Even though he didn't want to be called a dictator, that is what he in actual fact was. Because woe to that person who didn't bow to his law and didn't obey his command.
Wathi ngosuku oluthizeke akubalwa wonke umuntu, wonke umuntu aye kwela kubo. Indawo yabo yokuzalwa. Indawo yakuba balelwa kuyo.
And so he said that a census had to be taken. Every person had to go to their hometown, to their town of origin, where they were born.
UJosefa ke waba inzalo yobukhosi David.
And Joseph was from the royal line of King David.
Kanti no Maria futhi wayengumuntu wasebukhosini.
And Mary as well.
Enzalo yalelofa yobukhosi buka David.
Mary too was also descendant of David. She was also in the royal line.
UJosepha ngapha qhamuka kulolu zalo, uMaria kulolu zalo bahlangana la ngenzansi. Kodwa bobabili bebalelwa emzini kaDavid.
Both of them were descendants of King David, even though it branched in different directions, but eventually they came together again as both being descendants of King David.
Mandimizi kaDavid ibimbili iJerusalem kuthiwa idilopo likaDavid.
David had two places or two towns. The city of Jerusalem was known as the city of David.
Bethlehem lalaziwa ngokuthi umuzi kaDavid ngoba uDavid wazalelwa khona.
And Bethlehem was also known as the town of David because that is where David was born.
Uma sekuthiwa ababalwe abayanga eJerusalem emzini wobukhosi wobukhazikhazi baya eBethlehem.
When they had to be counted and go for the census, they didn't go to Jerusalem, that mighty city of glory, the symbol of the rulership of Israel. No, they went to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, Jerusalem, idilopho lobukhosi lenkazimulo.
Jerusalem was that glorious city, that city which was the capital, the emblem of the rulership.
The royal city. The city of kings.
IBethlehem belidelelekile liphansi kumuzi wamalusi.
Bethlehem
wabalusi
was a despised little town, a town of shepherds.
Kutsho uJesu ngokuza kwakhe kokuqala akezeli njengenkosi ehlele ebukhosini. Cha, uza kulomuzi ongelutho wokwelusa ngoba yena ungumalusi wethu omkhulu.
When Jesus came into this world, he didn't come to Jerusalem, that city of kings. He came to Bethlehem, a town of shepherds, for he is the good shepherd.
Uma izazi zasempumalanga zisukale kude zibone inkanyezi yomsindisi abaqondanga eBethlehem baqonda eJerusalem. Bethi lenkosi izalelwe emzini wobukhosi ebukhazikhazini.
When the Magi from the east came and they followed that star, they didn't go to Bethlehem, they went to Jerusalem, that royal city, that city of kings.
Bathi uphi lo esizalelwa uyena oyinkosi? Awu laphatheka kabi iJerusalem lonke kanye noHerodi.
And asked, where is he who is born king to the Jews? And the whole of Jerusalem, together with Herod, were greatly disturbed.
Ngoba bafika bathi iphile inkosi esalelwe yona. How? Uzalelwe yona nibikele ubani? Sibona inkanyezi yakhele kude empumalanga.
Because they said, where is this king? And they said, now who told you about this king? They said, we saw his star in the east from far away and we've come a long distance to him.
I heard to biza izinyanga zakaba bulayo.
Ethi ngitsheleni ukuthi inkosi yozalelwaphi.
And so Herod asked his fortune tellers, he said, tell me, where is this king going to be born?
Abazi. Ubiza ke abafarisi nabasadusi nababhali.
Ha ba bebeqonda bethe Bethlehem. Uzozalelwe Bethlehem.
And then he asked his scribes and the Pharisees, those who knew the scriptures, and they then said, he will be born in Bethlehem.
Base bethi ngoba umprophet uMika washo kuMika 5 verse 2 kepha wena Bethlehem Ephrata omncane ukuba ube phakathi kwemindeni yakwaJuda ngiyakuphunyelwa ngovela kuwe oza kuba ngumbusi kwaIsrayeli okuvela kwakhe kusukele ndulo ezinsukwini zaphakade.
And I said, because it is written in Micah 5 verse 2, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
Aige. UHerod wayesethi kubona, hambani niyombona. Ake niye le eBethlehem. Uma senimbonile, nibuye ningibikele ngoba nami ngifuna ukuya khona ngikhothamele lo mntwana. Nami ngifuna ukukhuleka kulo mntwana.
And so Herod sent them to Bethlehem and he said, go and make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him.
Ngoba nami ngiyathanda ukuthi ngikhuleke kulomntwana.
He said, I too want to bow down to this child and worship him.
Kanti babona ukuthi uyazenzisa, bayazenzisa, bayafarisa, akafuni ukukhuleka kulomntwana, ufuna ukuyibulala.
Little did they realize how hypocritical he was. He didn't want to go and worship the child. He wanted to kill him.
Umuntu uma engenakho ukwahlukanisa nakanjani uzoshayisa ngokomoya. Ngeke geje uzoshayisa noma elikholwe lingakanani uma engenakho ukwahlukanisa engenakho ukuhlakani. Ngoba bajabulake bathi hey isimanga lesi ngoba nenkosi Herod ifuna ukukhuleka kulomntwana eyinkulu indaba nayi revival enkulu hey bayaphenduka abantu bayayinikela ngoba nenkosi iqobolwayo ifuna ukuyinikela kanti ababona ukuthi inyoka le.
If a person doesn't have any discernment, no matter how great a Christian you might be, but you'll make mistakes, serious mistakes. You'll stumble. Because here they were. And they heard that King Herod also wants to go and worship the child. And one could say, oh my, what a mighty revival that even Herod wants to give his life to the Lord. Little did they realize what a snake he was. He only wanted to kill the child and destroy him.
Nina bantwana bakaNkulunkulu celani ukuhlukanisa. Celani nokuhlakanipha kwasezulwini. Ngaphandle kwalokho niyokhala kadela emgodini. Niyoduka nabadukayo.
And until today, it's the same. So you children of God, cry to God for discernment and wisdom, lest you too fall into a hole and you are deceived and go astray with those who are deceived.
There
are many
who
are easily deceived in this world. Where even parents are deceived by their own children. In fact, there aren't people that are deceived as much as parents being deceived by their children.
Ujesu, kanta mangotwa, abayibonu kuthi nayinyoka, enesihlungu esibulalayo, womelikazi lomuntu. Akafuni ukuthi kube khona enye inkosi.
And they were happy. Here Herod also wanted to worship the child. In other words, he loved Christianity. He wanted to serve the Lord. In the meantime, he was bloodthirsty. He was a poisonous viper, ready to destroy the Christ child. But let's leave Herod to the side for the time being.
Sibuke abaphali, abafarisi, abasadus.
Let's consider the chief priests, the teachers of the law. They knew the truth. They could even quote scripture. They knew that Jesus, the Messiah, wasn't going to be born there in Jerusalem. But they quoted from the Bible that he was going to be born in Bethlehem. And yet, even though they knew the truth, it did nothing to them. They remained where they were. They weren't like the shepherds who said, let us go and see this Christ child and go and worship him.
They're like
road signs who point the way, but doesn't go to that place. They don't go to that place. Do you know such Christians? They know the truth. They can tell you the truth. But it doesn't do anything to them. It doesn't change their lives. They don't take any step to be obedient to it. They could quote from Micah 5 verse 2 in saying that out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Just that word alone should have caused them to go there and to bow down to him. But they stayed where they were.
Baqonda ukuthi lo mntwana ozelwe kuNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe. Hayi uAugustu noma eshaya uNkulunkulu. Uyayishaya nje. Nangu uNkulunkulu. OnguNkulunkulu wangempela. Umdali wezulu nomhlaba.
From the scripture they could see that this child is God who's coming into this world. Not Caesar Augustus, who thinks that he is so great and that he is God, but the true God was coming into this world.
Njalo uzothola right noku wrong. Oshaya uNkulunkulu noNkulunkulu qobo lwakhe.
You'll always get
uganisa. Uma ungahlukanisi uzosuka udumele lokhu kanti udumele okungesikho.
You always get that which is genuine and that which is false. And you need to have discernment lest you go for that which is false, thinking it is the genuine thing.
Buka asiyeke ku-August. Inkosi enkulu elishaya uNkulunkulu.
Let's leave Augustus, the great emperor who makes himself out to be God.
Ubona ngathi uyena omkhulu njengenye indoda engathi lo muzo wami lo muzi imina engizoshaya umthetho la imina engizokwenza engifunayo umfazi akalalele mina ingane zilalele mina umthetho wami ngifuna ukuthi ingane nengane zami noma kube yini kuhambe njengokuthanda kwami.
He thinks himself to be so important and in charge, like the man who's head of a home, and he says, well, I'm the ruler of my house. My wife, my children, my grandchildren, they all have to obey me and do as I say.
Kumbula omunye unkosikazi obele kwamagosi. Hey, abakwamagosi ekuqaleni bebe sekholweni. Ngizojabula uma besekholweni namanje.
I remember
sikhona indoda. Yathi, hey, we masibanibani, ngiyokubulala, uma ungalalela umthetho wami.
Now this woman is from the Pomeroy area, was from the Pomeroy area, I remember her. Now those from the Pomeroy area, they were really believers at that time. And I hope and I trust that it's still the same today. Now, a man said to this woman, he said, so-and-so, I'm going to kill you.
I'm the man of the house. You must do what I tell you.
Uthi mina ngiyindoda la ekhaya, kumele kuba ungilalele.
Awuyinga emkhonzweni, uyolalela, uzohlala la ulalela umthetho wami.
So you're not going to the service, you'll stay put, you'll stay right here. I am the head of this home.
Inkosikazi yasuka yagijima yathatha igqiki beke phansi thatha ugodo olungaka beka phansi wathatha imbazo wayibeka la walala phansi wabeka ikhanda le intambo phezu kwesigqiki ethi sekasibanibani awuthatheke imbazo ungenge.
And so she quickly went and she took a little wooden stool, low stool, and she got an axe, and she put the stool down there close to him, and she lay with her neck on that stool, and said to her, my husband, then you better get to business, and you better do it now.
Take the axe. Cut my, chop my head off. But ahamanina bafazi nyahlupa. Wamyeka.
And he said,
angithi amanye amakhosikazi namhlanje umethu yakholwa uma indoda ingavumi athi ngizokholwa kanjani ngoba uyise wabantwana kavumi
noma ingane yakho isisuke injenge incubator ihambe yoqosha imithiswa le eyintabeni yize ichamsela ingane la ekhaya ingane kufika amaphaseli nje sizakele intombi namhlanje ziyazala njengesikhukukazi thathwa ingane ibekwe ekhaya ukhulu useyayimukela ingane angithi ukuthola ipentshini useyayigcina ingane iyahamba iyawuzalenye futhi yilethela hhayi phela thina abazalwane kuma kungashiwo ukuthi siyalahle ingane ngiyakubona
and
ziyaqhubeka ingane nemkhuba yayo lelo bandla lifile lifile angifuni bandla elineyntombi hambe zala ingane zilethe ingane phelile i-revival uma kunjalo phelile ingane ayiqonde ukuthi uma ngihamba le ndlela ayikho indawo la ebandleni ayikho indawo ekhaya abantu abaqotho enkosini kodwa sebephuphile amakholwa amavezandleba agcwele amabandleni inzali yasemataksini.
And so this man said, go off, you silly woman, you women are so troublesome. And he let her go. Nothing happened. But today, when the husbands don't allow their wives to be Christians, they say, well, what can I do? My husband doesn't want to allow me to be a Christian. You see how wishy-washy and jellyfish-like Christians have become today. And then you also find that parents, their daughters go off, and then they have illegitimate children, and then they bring their children home. And then they leave them here with granny to look after them so that they can go off and have the next one. They're like incubators. And then the grandmother says, well, you know, what can we do? We Christians, we mustn't, it mustn't be said of us that we throw these little babies away. We don't take care of them. But that just encourages the young people to carry on with their immoral lifestyle. And if you allow that in the church, so we
We
need to return to God's standard so that the whole world will understand that in that church, in that congregation, you can't fool around.
Leyo nto iyenzeka kwabanye bayama bayaqinisa kodwa uma sekwenzeka kubona batheneka amandla.
Now some people, they are very firm and strict when it happens to other people and other families, but when it happens to their own family, then their knees turn to water.
Niyazi phela la KwaZulu intombi besihlolwa.
Know that in KwaZulu there was the custom that virgins were tested and examined.
Uma inkosi iqoqisizwe ukuthi azihlolwe intombi bese kutholakala ukuthi hey le ntombi ayigcwele bese kuthi thi ngcolile.
And when the inkosi would call all the virgins together, all the young girls to be examined, and it was found that one wasn't a virgin any longer, then the people had spit to the ground and saying, she's dirty, she's defiled.
And
then the father would be fined a beast because he didn't bring up his daughter in a proper way. And that has defiled the nation.
And then kodwa uma kuthiwa hey thi thi ngolile izoyedukene elimnyama iswele umgodi wokuqasha kube ngathi yakhala ithi mhlaba ngigwinya vula umlomo ugwinye iswele ukuthi izokwenze njani kwaZulu ubuntombi ubumsulwa bekuyigugu bekuyigugu kodwa seningabelungu nonke ingubo le imboza noma ikuphi.
They had two flags, a white flag and a black flag. White flag at the king's
palace.
And if the girl was found to be a virgin, she would jump like a calf relieved from the stall and dance and jump up trying to touch that flag, so happy that she's found to be a virgin. And everybody would rejoice. But on the other hand, if it was found that the girl was impure, no longer a virgin, she'd have to go out to the black flag with her head hanging, wanting the earth to swallow her up, ashamed because of being impure. Virginity was respected and honored. It was a precious thing amongst the Zulus in the past. But today, they've all become as immoral as the white man.
They like a white man. Well, like white people, they've got a dress. And that dress covers everything. A dress, a nice dress, covers everything. Even dead bones.
Ingulazi bezongenaphi namhlanje.
Uma saligcina lelo siko elihle. Ingulazi ngahamba ishaya ibhuqe umhlaba wonke. Kodwa singaba njengesiqhingi esingenayo ingulaza. Besingenakufa. Besiyophila.
Where would AIDS have found an entry if the Zulu nation would have kept that good custom? It would have been like an island protected from AIDS, where people would die left and right. But this nation would have been untouched. Why do I say it?
Ngikusho ngoba la kwaZulu bekunje. Kwahamba kwasalisizwe sodwa le ngasemabhaqeni kwaba khona inkosi khona le eyayigcina lelisiko kwathi ngomunyu nyaka kwezwakala ukuthi indodakazi yenkosi umntwana wamitheka njengenkomo useqhubisiso ukhulelwe inkosi yasuka yakuchitha yathi ngeke sahlolwe intombi ngoba sekonakele intombi yakhe. Awuyenza kabi, 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 kabi. Lenkosi. Esikhundleni sokuthi sukume. Ithi madoda. Ngiyasihlawulisa. Ngizokhipha inkomo ezimbili. Noma ezintathu. Ngizihlawulisa ngoba ngikhulisanga kahle ingane yami. Besoyihlonipha. Sithi indoda. Kodwa namhlanje sikhuluma ngaye sithi wenza kabi. Wenza kabi.
Now as time went on, this custom was no longer kept. And fewer tribes kept this custom. Eventually, only one Nkosi, there by the Batla tribe, kept this custom where the virgins were tested. And then it was found that his own daughter had been immoral and had become pregnant out of wedlock. And then he dropped that custom. He left it. He said, no, we won't any longer have virginity testing because of his own daughter. If he had said, because my own daughter was found to be immoral, I'll find myself not only one beast, but two or three, we would have honored that Nkosi. But today, we can only say of him, oh, what a bad thing he did.
Yeah, he could have carried on with it, and his tribe wouldn't die. Now, just a little thing. I said, ngase mapaqini. If you in Zulu say, ngase Durban, then you say, this side of Durban. So not one of the Batras, but this side of the Batras. There was a chief who did that. All right. So, when it doesn't touch us, it's good. But it touched my family.
But if it touches my family, it concerns my family, then I melt like butter in the hot sun or like chocolate.
Kukhona umhlophe obeqhuba inhlangano efana nale abameli qiniso. Wathi i-abortion ayifuneki. Ilwela leyo nto. Kwahamba, kwahamba, kwafika indodakazi yakhe yathi, baba, mama, ngimithi, nginengane. Uyise wathi, hamba uyochitha inzalo. Base beya kuye, wena ungasho ukuthi ingane yakho ichitha inzalo? Ingane wena ubulwela ukuthi kungakhushulwa iziso. Manje suyakwenza wena qobo lakho. Wathi bengizokwenza njani? Ngoba ibiqondene nabanye, manje siqondene nami. Indaba.
There was a man who was the leader of an organization that stood for moral standards, and he was against abortion. But then his own daughter fell pregnant, not married, and so he said to her, now go for an abortion. And others came to him and said, how can you do that? How can you? You were against it. He said, well, that was when it concerned others, but now it concerns me. What else can I do?
So when it concerns others, we've got strict laws. But when it concerns us, wishy-washy.
Maqondene nabanye, siyaqinisa, kodwa maqondene nathi, siyaxekisa.
Manje mina ngasho la ekhaya, ngathi hey, inkonzo zakusihlwa zingabe isikhathi esikhulu noma half hour. Kodwa phela le nkonzo ayifani nezinye inkonzo, ngoba sesikhumbula ukuzalwa kukaJesu. Ngiyathanda ukuphetha manje ngoba sengikhuluma isikhathi eside kakhulu.
Now, I wouldn't like to make the service too long because I've spoken for a long time. I said that the evening services should usually be approximately half an hour, but this evening service is a special service.
Point doctrine.
Now, the last point.
Ungabike njengabafaris ube ipot kungundlov ndlovan tegwin.
Don't be like the Pharisees, just like a road sign that points to Durban, Maritzburg, Great Town, but you don't go there.
You've got the right teaching, the right theology. You can quote scriptures, but they here, and here, and not here.
Unezimfundiso ezisile, kodwa zilana nje. Emlonyeni ungafuthi ungakhotha ngisho nama verse eBhayibheli kodwa ku la emlonyeni akukho la enhlizweni
nizomfika eBethlehem kuchaza ukuthi indlu yesinkwa.
You'll find him in Bethlehem. The word Bethlehem or the name Bethlehem means house of bread.
Awu kufanele ukuthi azalelwe khona ngoba yena qobo lwakhe uyisinkwa sokuphila.
It was fitting for him to be born there, for he himself is the bread of life.
Futhi yena uyisinkwa esehle ezulwini.
And he is the bread which came down from heaven.
Wazelelwa nini ngesikhathi sika August?
When was he born? In the time of Augustus.
U-August washaya ucingo akubalwe. Akekho bekwazi ukumelana. Nanku Maria usekhulelwe kakhulu. Sekuyisikhathi sokuzala. Sokufanele ukuthi asuke eNazaretha. Aye eBethlehema. Ukusuka eBethlehema eNazaretha. Ukuye eBethlehema. Uma udonsa intambo qondise. Ufana nebanga lokusuka la kuye eThekwini.
And so Caesar Augustus issued this decree that a census had to be taken. Nobody could go against that law, and even Mary, who was far advanced, had to go to Bethlehem, from Nazareth to Bethlehem, as the crow flies is as far from here to Durban.
Her time had arrived. The baby could be born any moment. Maybe, Joseph said, oh, Mary, now we've got to walk from here to Durban on foot. If you walk fast, 3-4 days. If you go steadily, just not in a hurry, it can take a week to get there. Mhlawumbe bona bathi, hey, zonakala izinto. Awukantile nkosi, inje. Ishayela umthetho nje, siyofika kanjani. Lengane yozalelwa endleleni. UMaria esebuthaka, esenzima, sekunje. Kanti khona inkosi yamakhosi, khona uNkulunkulu. Uyamsebenzisa uAugust. Uthi kufanele ukuthi imina engimfaka umoya ukuthi athi akubalwe ngoba ngifuna ukuthi azalelwe Nazareth. Imbhalo ithi eBethlehem.
They could have found fault, they could have murmured and said, oh, just look at how cruel this Caesar is, that we've got to walk all the way now to, as far as from here to Durban on foot, and maybe this child will be born on the way. We don't know what's going to happen. But in the meantime, God who is sovereign, God who is the ruler over all, was just using Augustus to make that decree because the child had to be born in Bethlehem and not in Nazareth.
When you are in God's hands and surrendered and committed yourself wholeheartedly, things can't go wrong. Even if you think, oh my, it's going wrong now. Uma uthe ziyonakala manje izinto. Asikwazi ukonakala uma ususentandweni kaNkulunkulu uyinikele usesandleni sikaNkulunkulu. Noma ubona ngathi ziyabhedi izinto. Noma ubona ukuthi akusahambi kahle. Kuhamba kahle. Nangu umshayeli wasezulwini. Ubamba i-steering. Ukuyisa lapho ethanda khona. Bafika izalelwanga endleleni.
God in heaven is in control. And he ordains things exactly as they have to happen. Things aren't out of control. It's exactly as God wants it to be. And so, things didn't go wrong. That child wasn't born on the way. The child was born in Bethlehem.
Uma usesandleni sikaNkulunkulu, isikhathi, noma indawo, noma izinto zimi kanjani, makhathazeki. Uqonda ukuthi kuhamba kahle, ngoba uNkulunkulu uphethe konke. Ngisho noAugust. UNkulunkulu umqhuba lapho ethanda khona kaze kubalwe abantu emhlabeni kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi akubalwe manje ngoba kungenzeka iphutha umntwana azalelwe eNazaretha kanti udinga ukuthi azalelwe eBethlehem ngoba ungumalusi wangempela futhi emzini ekhaya lokudla ngoba yena uyisinkwa esehlezulwini akumnandi ukukhonza uNkulunkulu siyilima siyiphukuphuku uma siyihlukanisa noNkulunkulu.
If you're in God's hand, then everything will go according to God's plan. Times are in God's hands. And here, God only used Augustus so that his plan could be fulfilled. People had never been counted. There had never been a census. It was the first census. But God said, this child must be born in Bethlehem and not in Nazareth. And that's why God only used Augustus to fulfill his own plan.
That's why people had to be counted. Because things were going wrong. Jesus would have been born in Nazareth and not, as the scripture says, in Bethlehem. And even the mistake of the wise men that the children were slaughtered was a fulfillment of the Bible. Because the Bible says, Rachel is lamenting because of her children that have been slain. Liyafezeka iBhayibheli. Kumnandi ukuyinikela ngokupheleleyo, ngokupheleleyo.
It's wonderful.
Uzokholelwa endleleni yaphakade.
To commit yourself wholeheartedly to the Lord, for you'll be led on the way everlasting.
Usuwasurrender ngokupheleleyo, wayinikela ngokupheleleyo. Because akuphele kwami.
Have you surrendered yourself already fully to the Lord, saying, Lord, may your will be done, may my will come to an end? Shall we pray? We thank you, Lord. Marvelous is your matter.
Noma bantu bangashaya onkulunkulu emhlabeni.
UNkulunkulu wangempela ulezulwini futhi yena ushayela izinto njengokuthanda kwakhe.
Even though people might make out to be God in this world, and yet the true God is in heaven and he is in control of all things.
Nkosi, sigcine singafani August.
Keep us, O Lord, not to be like Augustus.
Nkosi, sisize singabe njengabaFarisi nabaSadusi abalazi iqiniso kodwa belazi ekhanda kodwa akukho kunyakaziswe lona iqiniso.
Keep us, O Lord, from being like the scribes and the Pharisees who had head knowledge of the truth and yet it didn't stir them, it didn't change their lives.
Singafani nezazi eziqhutshwa ukuhlakanipha kwabo. Zisuse amehlo abenkanyezini, zingene eJerusalema, zingaye eBethlehem.
Keep us from being like the wise men who followed their own common sense, their own wisdom, and went to Jerusalem instead of keeping their eyes on the star which would have led them to Bethlehem.
Siyabonga ke kusihlwa Nkosi Jesu ukuba wehle ezulwini njengesinkwa sokuphila. Wehlele lapha ukuba ube ngumalusi wethu, ube isinkwa sethu sokuphila, sikuhlafune, sigwinye, siphiliswe nguwena.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you came down from heaven as the bread which comes from heaven, which comes from God. May we eat you, may we digest you, that you would give us life.
Qhubeka Nkosi ukusebenza. Nakulobo busuku banamhlanje usimbulele okwaphezulu sinike ukuhlakanipha nokuhlukanisa.
O Lord,
ukuba singaduka endleleni sibe ngaba amakholwa kodwa mbumbulu.
Lord, continue with us in this evening. Grant us heavenly wisdom and discernment that we won't be Christians who are false Christians who are only led astray.
who are blind. Amen.